Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into it today, we have lots of messages, but if people wanted to send us something, how can they get a hold of us?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I think we got both text and Instagram messages this last week.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, go, Sarah.
Okay, well, we just got a message from Dad Bod. He says, re-listening to the show, screw Kanye. A person can wear what they want. I let my ex wear what she wanted. Has a bubble butt. I told her what I saw and how I felt and let her do what she wanted with it. She wore thongs and you could see that in her leggings because they stretch that much. But I would never tell her to change.
I think... Like, I like that he is honest with her. He's like, this is what I like. Mm-hmm. This is what I don't like. But at the end of the day, he's like,
you're going to do you.
Yeah, do you.
Yeah, I had a pair of leggings that I would always wear, and I would wear them a lot to the gym. And I do like yoga and bar and stuff. So you're bending over a lot. And I came home from the gym one time and my boyfriend's like, you know, those are completely see through, right? I was like, no way. And then I like went in front of my full length mirror and bent over and I was like, you can see everything.
See, that's why girls take so long in dressing rooms, especially if they're buying leggings, because I always do the bend over test.
Oh,
in front of the mirror.
If it's leggings or a romper or a skirt, I bend over, I start twerking a little because that's eventually what I'm probably going to do mm-hmm. in the leggings or whatever I'm wearing. So I got to make sure, can you see my hoo-ha? If so, how much? Am I okay with it?
It's like, could this just be worked out with a pair of, you know, matching underwear, black underwear,
yeah,
black
leggings? Yeah, will anyone notice? But I will say, I don't wear those leggings anymore to where I feel like I'm going to do anything active. But I think if I don't bend over, I think they're okay. So I definitely still have them.
Okay, I want to see next time. I'll be the judge.
Yeah.
Because I will be completely honest.
I'll wear them tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll see.
Sounds good.
Okay, we have another one from Matt. And okay, he says, big fan of the podcast, big fan of the morning show.
Yay.
Too. This is a shout out to the homegirl, Sarah, and the boy, George. I had the pleasure of serving them both this weekend. And all I have to say is they're both effing rad. Keep on keeping on. Cheers.
Aww.
We went to Patty Coins in Bellevue. Shout out. And Matt, we walked in and Matt was immediately like, oh my God, I'm a big fan.
Aww.
And then he's like, sit wherever you want. And we sat at this like two-person seat and my boyfriend goes, and I should have thought of this first too, but my boyfriend's like, damn, we should have like made sure we sat in a section. But coincidentally, we did. So he served us.
Or sometimes it's one of those like seat yourself and it's basically one in one. Do you ever do that at your restaurant?
Yeah, we used to. Mm-hmm. We used to, but dude, if you have a table on the other side of the mm-hmm. restaurant and it gets very confusing
right.
that way. But yeah, it was late Friday night or Saturday night. Obviously, my weekend was kind of a blur, but it was great. He was great. Thanks, Matt, for being a kick-ass server. And we have one more message from CTAZ10. Question, ladies. My fiance and I are fighting about this. One of her good friends is going to be one of her bridesmaids. She has sleeves since she has sleeves. There's no punctuation in this.
Fair enough.
Yeah, sleeves like tattoos. Since we are getting married in a church, she wants her to cover her sleeves. I say she knew what her friend looked like before she asked her. Should she suck it up and let her friend be or ask not to be in the wedding party instead of embarrassing her and making her feel bad? I was told to butt out, but I feel this is too important to let go. How you treat your friends is also, I believe, the way you are going to treat me. Am I in the wrong here, ladies? T.
Hmm.
I know.
It's a hard one because I remember that when my cousin got married, mm-hmm. I was one of her bridesmaids. And I have a big tattoo on my back.
Huge.
Luckily, it matched the dress. And I told her, I'm like, look, if you want me, I know our family. And this is before I had arm tattoos. And then, I mean, yes, you could see like my ankle tattoo, but it wasn't as noticeable.
Yeah.
I told her, look, I can cover all these up with makeup. I'll just need a little extra time.
That'd be just a lot of work.
It would be a lot of work. And I'm like, but this is your wedding. I love you. You're my cousin. And because I know our family. And she got married in a Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, I want you to be you. Like, I love you for you, and I want you to be you at my wedding.
So you didn't cover them up at all?
No, I didn't have to. But I offered her Because I know my family.
Yeah.
But it's like, who are you trying to, I don't know, impress or...
Well, and you would feel, you would have had no problem if she did tell you to.
Yeah. Because I even offered, though. But because it's our family. So I understand our family. And I know that they're very judgy sometimes.
Yes. Especially about tattoos kind of thing.
That being said, in this situation, like, why is it that she doesn't, why she wants her tattoos covered? I know they're getting married in a church, but are you worried that the priest would say something? Are you worried your family would say something?
I feel like it's got to be something about that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless she, for some reason, absolutely hates them, but that's like, that's a little extra, you know?
But, or even, what if she's worried that it's going to take focus from her?
Oh, like her tattoos are so beautiful.
Well, like, I mean, just like in a picture, if you see someone who's tattooed, your eye immediately goes to the colorful person.
Hmm. See, for me, I would never even have thought of that. Like, I immediately look at the bride because she's right. In white. And she's in a different color normally than all the bridesmaids. So my attention immediately goes to her.
The bridezilla. I'm trying to think like a bridezilla.
Yeah. I kind of feel like since he mentioned the church thing, I have a feeling it has to do something with that. Like, either her family is not going to like it or someone is not going to like it. But I do think it is kind of a big, big request. But I think if the bride has such a problem with it, I would rather her ask the bridesmaid. Mm-hmm. Like, I would rather be asked, like, hey, like, this is a problem. I'm sorry. But is there any way you can cover it up, rather than just like exiting her from the mm-hmm. bridal party in general? Because maybe she has no problem with it. Maybe she's like you and like,
right.
You know, maybe for her, it didn't even cross her mind, but she can still kind of understand, like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Did it feel a little weird when, like, it's like I was told to butt out? It's like, I get, like, okay, this is my friend, like, let me take care of this. But it feels like, and maybe it's just I'm projecting, or I'm trying to read his tone of voice through a text, which is incredibly difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, was it one of those, like, get the hell out of this, like, I'm figuring this out? Like, I felt like it might have been kind of sassy bridezilla-y, kind of. Like, this is my wedding. I'm like, no, this is our wedding.
Yeah, kind of rude a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm curious to see how she said it. If she's been friends with this person for a long time, like, if, for example, my friends, mm-hmm. like, look, my Catholic family is going to be at my wedding. This is what we're going to do. You know my family. Like,
yeah.
They have that history. They're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. It's still kind of crappy, but we understand.
I mean, because for me...
Or if this is out of nowhere.
I mean, I hate when people kind of tell me what to do, obviously, mm-hmm. and I would hate to have to change something about me, but I
it's
also...
Like, Sarah, I need you to, like, wear a wig or be brunette for my wedding.
But honestly, I am so one of those, this is your mm-hmm. wedding, and I get that, and I am so okay with doing whatever you would want me to do. Like, mm-hmm. I get this isn't my day, it isn't about me, the attention's not on me, and if you want me to change my hair color, I'm mm-hmm. not dying it, I'll wear a wig though. If you want me to cover up my wig or cover up my tattoos, you know, like, I don't really think of anything. Well, there's probably a few things I wouldn't do, but this is for you. Like, and if this is going to make you more comfortable, if this is going to make your family more comfortable or whatever, I would probably do it.
Yeah, I mean, I know I would end up doing it, because if I agree to be a bridesmaid, which there's only been one time where I'm like, I probably should not have agreed to this.
Mm, yeah.
You know which one it is. Just because it's like, we weren't even that close anymore. And I think it was one of those, like, we felt obligated. She felt obligated to ask. I felt obligated to say yes.
And it's just like, I hate every moment of this.
It's just a lot of work. And I got crapped on afterwards.
Oh, man.
Because I got there late because of the traffic and some other stuff I was doing for the rehearsal dinner the night before, but we did the rehearsal, and I was one of, like, two or three people that stayed late after her wedding cleaning up.
Oh, to help clean.
And, like, her mom still talked crap.
Because you were late to the rehearsal?
No, I don't know what exactly was said. I just heard that she was talking crap about me.
Oh.
And I was just like, I stayed and clean when all of your other friends left.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I will say, too, I feel like weddings are a big... dramatic affair. So mm-hmm. I mean, if she told you to butt out, I mean, I hope it wasn't, first of all, how long have you guys been dating, really quick? So because I hope you would know that that's just not her. I feel like the stress is just really getting mm-hmm. to her, because for me, even to think about planning a wedding completely stresses me out. So mm-hmm. if you have this little, like, someone having tattoos at their wedding that you need them to cover up is probably like the littlest thing right now to mm-hmm. her. So maybe she was just frustrated with everything. It was just like, please, babe, just like butt out. That's what I'm hoping it is. Yeah. Unless you don't really know her that well, then yeah, she could be a major bitch. But
we would like more information about this.
Yes.
I do think, though, if you make her cover it up, whether it is get a shawl or, you know, like those weird little
sleeves,
sleeve jacket thingies, like the short, they're really just sleeves.
Even just like one sleeve that's like her skin color, like on one of her arms.
That'd be weird. I think if they had cute shawls or something, if you have one person that looks different, it's going to be weird anyways. So I hope that whatever change they decide on, it's like, hey, put on like a, yeah, like the little shawls that cover up your arms.
Well, there is like, I mean, the wedding I was in, it was just like, here's the color I want, get whatever dress you want, including it could be long, it could be short, it could be long sleeve, it could be like skinny straps.
So, I mean, if it's something like that, then it's like, hey, you know, that makes it a little easier. But if it's you decided, hey, ladies, we're all going to wear the same type of dress and it's sleeveless,
then it would, that would just cause attention to her too.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you should have figured this out earlier. So I'm curious to see where they all are in the process, and we need more information.
Yes, let us know.
We did get a text message from your buddy James. He says, ladies, this is from 1996 and all of the comebacks still work, and it is condom comebacks.
Oh.
Guys always use a condom unless you're in a committed relationship with a partner that agrees. So it's basically, this came out in 1996, Cornell's Women's Handbook. It's what to say when a guy tries to get out of using a condom.
Okay.
So if a guy says, it doesn't feel good, you reply, well, neither does sleeping alone.
Ooh. That's funny. I like that.
Maybe you should try the neck size down. Implying that he's using a condom too big for...
Oh!
If you're uncomfortable using condoms, then let's try something other than intercourse.
Like what?
It's like
playing cards.
Right, exactly. It's like,
And I'd be like, I love cards.
It's like, okay, I guess we're not having sex. But it spoils the mood. Well,
it does.
The mood will come back. It's like, it might spoil the mood, but you will get horny again.
Hopefully.
Another one to, it spoils your mood. Well, so does your attitude.
Oh, so does a child.
Right?
So does being pregnant.
It takes too long. It doesn't take too long to put a condom on. It's like, then you need to practice, and there's no time like the present.
Let's do it. Do you have a guy put the condom on? Or do you put it on for
him? Depends, like, who has it. Like, if he's the one that brought him and wants to use his, then let him do it. But if they're mine, like, hold on, going in my nightstand, I'll grab it, and it's like, either I'll do it, or if I'm having troubles, or vice versa. Like,
I don't think I've actually ever put one on.
It's fun. Well, I mean, do you actually use condoms?
No, I never use condoms, but when the rare times that I used to use condoms, I don't think I've ever put one on.
I should give you one and you should practice and see if you can.
Yeah.
The boyfriend
will let
you.
I'll be like, J-Rubs!
Let me just try a thing. Let's see, another one. It takes too long. It's like, let me help you put it on.
Well, okay, let me practice first.
It's like, I already know how to. A condom can make sex last longer.
Can it?
Well, because it
doesn't feel as much.
Yeah,
so
you're not, it's not as...
Tight.
No, not that. It's not they're not feeling everything they would if they weren't using a condom. So it's almost not, I'm not numbing it, but some guys would last longer with condoms.
Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes not a good thing.
It's like, well, it takes too long. Well, we have all night, so what's the rush?
Well, once again, some guys can go for a very long time.
Yes.
And I'm like, damn.
Yep.
I'm ready to go to bed. I'm ready to watch some TV. I'm hungry now.
Can I just eat something while you do this?
Can I have a sandwich?
It takes too long. Well, it's worth the wait.
Wow. I don't know if that would work, but.
You're just like, no, put it on. Just like this. So I think this also stemmed from the conversation we were having. It was like the funny drunken or morning after text we were reading the other day.
Yes.
And the girl's like, I've always wanted to be a mom.
Oh, yeah.
But he found the condom he forgot about.
Ay.
You won't catch anything from me. It's like, I know I won't, because either we use a condom or we're not having sex.
Dang. Yeah. I feel like in the heat of the moment, like when I was using condoms or trying to back in the day, I don't think any of these would work. Or I don't think I would have like the
brain power to come
up with. To think of something this clever.
I'm usually just like, dude, get the condom. Especially if we had them. There was one time I legit went over to a dude's house, and it was a dude I knew from high school, but we never talked in high school. He was always like the cool older kid.
Yeah.
just the super funny guy. Like, he was going to be famous comedian one day.
And then years later, you're like, I'm finally getting my chance.
Like, we started talking. I don't even know how we started talking. Maybe Facebook or whatever. And we decided to hang out and went over to his house. And it's like, oh, we just started BSing, hanging out. And we decided to start talking about sex. And it's like, okay, well, let's do this. He's like, well, hold on, let me see that booty. He's like, yep, this is happening. And I'm like, cool. Do you have a condom? He's like, no, do you? No. So we literally got in my car, drove to the gas station, bought condoms, and came back.
Dang. Dude, that happened to my friend over 2 weekends ago.
Uh-huh.
My coworker was going to sleep with my friend who's newly single, and she lives like 15 minutes away from any store. And it was like 2 a.m. Neither of them had condoms. And I was like, you guys are both single. And it was like at my girl's house. And she has people over all the time, like Tinder dudes. And I'm like, how? I would have a Costco size thing, and I barely even use them, and I would still have a Costco size thing. Right. At least offer them.
Yeah, like have like a little cookie jar next to your bed, just full of condoms. Yeah,
exactly. And so,
maybe next to a comment card box.
How was I? Rate me. So he drove 15 minutes to the store.
Did she go
get
with
condoms? No. 15 minutes back, of course, this bitch has passed out.
Ugh.
And I was like, girl. Yeah, rookie mistake, you guys.
No, I would have gone with her, but I always have condoms. Like, right? I have condoms in my travel bag at all times.
Bag. I was like, I even have condoms in my purse. Like, because of situations like this where I'm like, y'all are dumb. Here's, like
I got one.
I got you. I'm prepared.
My other favorite one on this one, it's, you won't catch anything from me. You reply, yes, but you might catch something from me. That's a good way to, like, ruin it.
Yeah, that's a good way to have, yeah, I don't think you're getting laid if you say that.
Nope. Just this once, it won't matter. Then just this once, I'll have to say no.
Ooh.
Or it only takes once. It's like, you
That's
get me
true.
Pregnant, oh, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm going to be angry. Or what about the whole, like, I'll just not finish or whatever, you know? And you're like, okay.
That's, I mean.
Just kidding. Don't say that. Well, don't say that, because you can still get pregnant.
Yes. And I know this because no matter how amazing the guy says he is, and granted, there are some cases where I've had guy friends who've only used a condom twice in their entire life,
mm-hmm.
and they've never gotten anyone pregnant except their spouse.
Yeah. Which they hopefully intentionally tried to.
Yes. Yes. And no.
Sort of.
Yes. And no. But I had a friend who would track. She did the rhythm method, basically the same thing.
Oh.
That's what it's called. But what she would do is that she would calculate her, you know, her periods and everything, her ovulation cycle to the T, to the point where she was taking her temperature every day, marking it down.
Seems like a lot of work.
Right. But this is just so you don't have to use anything else. So she was doing this for years and years successfully. And then one day she gets pregnant with her son. So, I mean, it's...
So it was a mistake.
An accident. Because they still had him. And,
well, yeah, but...
And they love him.
Well, yeah, but, like, not planned.
Not planned at all.
Oh, yeah, so that didn't work.
So, basically, yeah, no matter... Even if you're calculating it to a T...
Yeah.
That method is not the greatest.
Or even if you're on birth control. But honestly, like, I've been blessed. Knock on wood. I'm shocked. I think everyone is shocked.
Same here.
You're shocked by yourself or me?
Both.
Yeah. Hey, you're like the condom queen, though.
Right. But, like, even when I was newly, like, into the world of sex, you know, at age 15 with my boyfriend, and we were doing it like rabbits, there were a few times where we couldn't get to the store or didn't have money. There was one girl, we called her the condom girl, and she would sell you condoms at school for 25 cents.
That's legit.
And her name was Sarah, funny enough.
Oh, I love that.
So she would, like, yeah, she'd always have a bunch of condoms from Planned Parenthood. And so we'd run up to her and, you know, 25 cents wasn't a lot, but if you had a dollar, you could buy a soda. So that
Hell
was cool in high school.
Bag of chips at the vending machine.
Exactly. So it's like, hey, you know, I got a dollar. Can you give me a couple things of condoms? And it was the worst. Like, I remember chasing after her once because we were going to have a time after school.
Everyone knew what Vicky was chasing
it's
her
like,
after.
Sarah, do you have any condoms? I need to buy some. She's like, I don't today. I'm sorry. I sold them all.
Oh.
So we had I don't remember what we ended up doing that
Probably
day.
Just doing it without a condom.
Which there were a few occasions at 15 with like my one boyfriend I did do. And it's like, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Of all the shenanigans that I got myself into in high school that I never...
Thank goodness you would have a 15-year-old.
Isn't that weird?
Ew, it's like it could like almost drive.
Like, or even let's say 14. It still makes it weird.
That's
I'd have a
really
teenager.
Weird. Like a full-on, like, human being. That's trippy.
If you had a baby, like, if you got pregnant the very first time you had sex, how old would the kid be now?
Whoa, how old am I? 11? 11. Almost 12. Because I lost my V-card at 16.
Yeah, I beat you.
You did. Somehow I'm not surprised.
No, 15 years old. And that's funny because literally a month or two before, or a couple months before I lost it, I was like, I'm going to stay a virgin until I'm married.
That did not last.
No, I literally like fell in love. I was, 15. I fell in love and it was like, I want this to happen.
How long did you go celibus?
Celibus, right?
Celibate?
Well,
celibate.
I was 15 when I lost my virginity. So up until I was 15, I thought I was going I thought I was going to stay a virgin until I got married.
And I thought you re-virginized yourself.
No. Well, we had discussed it. Like, when he started dating, like, we really liked each other, and he was always very considerate. And he's like, I know you said you want to wait till you get married to have sex and stuff, and I want to respect that. I want to make sure I don't make any jokes that are going to make you uncomfortable, because we would joke about it.
Yeah.
And I've always been comfortable joking about sex and all that stuff, even when I was a virgin. Right? And making out and having all the hormones and the feelings. Yeah. And it was just nice. Like, some people say, well, that was very young, but I did it with somebody I was in love with.
How long did you guys date before you gave it up?
We started dating at the end of September, right at the beginning of the school year.
Okay.
And it was December when we finally had sex.
Okay, wait long. Wow. No. I think you started being a whore real young.
Yeah, and it was so... Like, we would do all the other stuff, like making out. That's why I like corn mazes, because once we, like, got lost, quote unquote, in the middle of the night, like, at a corn maze, we were in a group.
Just funny, out, la, 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 la.
Funny enough, with a church group, and we, like, went and found the field, like, went out and lay down in the mud and made out.
Ooh.
Well, he laid in the mud, and he got all his...
You laid on top of him.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I fell.
Help me get up. And then he, like, takes you on top.
It's just, like, making out, like, oh, my God, this is amazing. It's kind of weird to think that you'll never have that same feeling. Like, how awesome was making out like that the very first time, or even like fooling around like and not having
but
sex.
But like you like a crush and you don't really know what you're doing, but you got to know what you're doing.
It's like, am I going to have sex? What are we going to do? Like, oh my God.
Who does the first move? What happens?
It's just like, you just enjoy every single moment though. It's almost like you're losing that virginity, the virginity of making out, than like making out on the ground, like laying down with somebody. It's a very different feeling.
Yeah, it's almost like that nervous, kind of want to puke, but super exciting.
Yeah, like, what is this? What's this? What's this?
What is that?
There's feelings everywhere.
It's growing.
It's pink. I did say that.
The first time?
Yeah, well, because I was like, okay, well, like, I want to show you, like, I want to be comfortable, so I want to show you my boobs. So, yeah. Like, I flashed them. And he's like, it was December, by the way. And he's like, okay, well, I feel like
you showed me.
He's like, you showed me yours. I feel like obligated to show you mine. Not in a bad way, but he's like, here. And I'm like, oh my God, that's not what I thought it would look like. Because I was still pretty, you know, virginal so naive. I didn't know.
It's not
know.
Like you were looking at porn every day or anything.
No, and this is also when the internet was slow, so there's no way to look at porn.
It would take a long time.
Yes, it would. So, what do you guys think of the bridesmaid situation? Would you tell somebody to change a big part of them for your wedding day?
Yeah.
Do you think it's reasonable? Have you been asked to do this before?
Yeah, and did you do it?
Also, do you have any funny comeback stories for condoms, or any weird condom story?
Don't be like me, everyone. Use them.
Especially if you're a teenager listening to this, use condoms.
Yeah, or just like being a whore and not in a monogamous relationship.
It doesn't matter. And like, even if you're on birth control, use condoms.
Yeah.
Does not matter, because STDs are a bitch.
Yeah. And they are a real deal.
Yep. And some of them don't get treated with penicillin.
Oh, right. Not that we know, but.
Well, no, we do know because we learned.
Oh, yeah. We learned things.
Yeah.
Vicky learned.
Yes. In school and college. I had an A in that class. Anywho.
The only A she had.
Not wrong. Actually, I was so proud of that A. We still have. What am I test? Like, do you remember the Scantrons?
Oh, hell yeah, I do.
I have a human sexuality Scantron test with like an A+. Like, it was A++, over 100%, because I got the extra credit right. And it's still in the fridge at my parents' house.
I was going to say, please tell me it's on the fridge.
Yes, it is.
That's amazing.
I need to take a picture of
it. That's like the only thing from your academic world on the fridge.
I mean, high school, I don't think there was anything. I think I made the 12-year club.
Wow.
Which was people that attended Lake Stevens schools for the 12 years. From
first grade to... So really, just because you lived in a spot, right, you got to...
basically, and I didn't drop out. And
hey, that counts.
And I passed more than two parts of the Wassel, so we got a picture taken of us.
Ooh!
Because there's four sections of the Wassel.
Yeah.
The only one I failed was science, because I never took science classes.
I forgot about the Wassel.
So... yeah, Washington something student. I don't know.
Something. Don't ask me my grades.
Yeah, don't know. Anywho, but yeah, we want to hear from you guys, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
The Wassel.
The Wassel. Oh, God, I think they still do that shit.
Probably.